I'm so glad just to be in the midst of the family here at Files Chapel this morning. Amen. From whence I started from. Amen. There is a word from the Lord today. And it'll be coming to you from 2 Kings chapter 19. I'm going to be picking up at verse 14. 2 Kings 19, verse 14. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
And it's talking about the prayer of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear. Open, Lord, thy eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hand, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, for all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Let's go back to verse 15. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God of heaven, God, even thou alone, of all the kings of earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Hezekiah prayed. From the reading of those scriptures, I would like to speak on the topic today. ASAP, meaning always say a prayer. Always say a prayer. Some of us, our parents, has taught us at a very early age in life to always say thank you. So I just like to say thank you to the Lord for giving me this opportunity to speak this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord, just to say thank you for another day's journey. Lord, the songs have been sang, the testimonies have been shared. Father God, now it's preaching time. We ask you for a word from on high. Lord, we ask you to speak to your manservant, speak through your manservant. Speak to us, Lord. Let us know what it is that you want us to know today. Father God, let the anointing power of God flow through. Touch each and every heart and mind in the body. And once everything is over, said and done, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The reason why I say ASAP, which for most English-speaking people, the acronym means as soon as possible. Or immediately. But for the believers, the Christian, it can also mean always say a prayer. Always say a prayer. Always speak a word to the Lord. Keep that communication open between you and the Lord. And God will work tremendous things out for you. We have here the story of King Hezekiah, which we know beforehand his father was the one to allow these idol gods to come in, and people began to worship them, turn away from the main God. But then his father died and King Hezekiah took over. King Hezekiah went in and tore down all the groves, the statues, and everything, removed anything that was contrary to the will of God, because people was looking at those idols, God. And then we have this king of Assyria, the man that was proud and boastful in his ways. You can go back to chapter 18 and see where he invaded Judah with all his powerful men of armor and warriors, overtaking these countries and these small things, and allowed them to come in and surrender unto him. Took their gods, crushed them. And then as he took over all these countries and Hezekiah and his people knew about it. But yet and still, they stood firm and believed and know that God would make a way. As you read about this king of Assyria, Sennacherib, he sent some of his men unto Hezekiah to tell them that to give up, surrender. I'm going to take over your country. I'm going to take over your lands.
Yes, yes.
And Hezekiah, made a peace with this guy. He gave him gold, money, silver, just so he can leave him alone. The man took all of this, but yet and still, he sent another threat to Hezekiah. He said, now I want to come over and take over your land. He said, I will give you 2,000 horses just so you can fight a war. But do you have the men to put on the horses? Mm-hmm. See, he knew Hezekiah didn't have that many men to fight with. Mm-hmm. You know, when the enemy knows your weakest point, your weakness, that's what he uses against you to threaten you.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's always good to hold your head up and not let him know what your weaknesses is.
Amen.
You know, this king, he began to just take over everything. And he sent the word unto Hezekiah and to his men and told him, these other gods that the other people were serving, where are they now? He said, I own them. I have them. So you might as well give up. He said, the God that you're serving, I'm going to have him too. Because he thinking the our God, the main God, was just a little idol God. So he was sending threats unto Hezekiah. He said, now I have conquered all these other lands and all these other people. Now they come and serve me. The man was getting proud and boastful in himself. And then he told these men to tell Hezekiah and the people of what he would do. So they had a man that recorded to go and tell these people, but they were speaking to them in the Assyrian language. And the man told him, said, we don't understand what you're saying. Speak to us in the Jewish language because we are Jews. So many times the enemy will use people to speak to you the things that you don't understand. And you might go ahead and agree with them just because you don't understand what they're saying. But it's best for them to speak to you in your language because you don't know what you're agreeing with. King Hezekiah was one of Judah's best kings. He restored the worship of God to his nation after his father Ahaz's evil reign. Yet when the Assyrian king attacked Judah, Hezekiah capitulated to the king and stripped off all the gold in the temple to just to please him. Everything he gave it to him. But yet and still, the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, he sat down the third time and wrote a letter. Gave it to his men, told them to take it and give it to Hezekiah and read it to him. You go in chapter 19. As the men showed up and they was telling Hezekiah what has been said and what has been done. And Hezekiah heard it and he rent his clothes, covered himself in sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. You find that in chapter 19, verse 1. And they began to just mourn and suffer because they knew that this king was coming up against them. And they didn't have no way to win this battle or this war. And they began to talk. And the Assyrians people came to him and said, now, who are you going to put your trust in? Are you going to put it in the God that Hezekiah is talking about? Because all these other gods failed their people. And I'm sure that your God will fail you too. How many times you have been in such bad turmoils and situations when the enemy has came up to you and said, where is your God now? The one that you've been serving. The one that you've been going to church to, praising to. The one that you've been going to Bible study, hearing the word of God. The one that you've been praying to. Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't think how it's going to be worked out? And the enemy continued to speak into your ear, telling you, where is your God now? And as this man was telling these people, and they was beginning to get discouraged and not know what was going on. So they went to Hezekiah and gave him this letter. And Hezekiah received the letter of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went into the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord, giving it to the Lord in prayer. How many times we wait to the last moment of our situation to give it to God when God wanted us to give it to him firsthand? Hezekiah went in there and he read the letter and he prayed unto the Lord. And he said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear. Open thy, Lord, thy eyes and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. See, a lot of times when people and situations come up against you, it's not you, it's the God that's in you. The enemy, he don't care nothing about you. He just don't like God. And so when you come to start serving the Lord wholeheartedly, the enemy is going to come at you. Because he know that you have a word of encouragement for someone else. And he don't want that word to get into someone else that he has already got a hold of. So we got to pray. Ask God to lead and guide us. And Hezekiah said, of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations in their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hand, which is wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, meaning I'm crying out to you, I'm calling on you. Save thou us out of his hand. For out of the kingdom of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. He's praying to God, asking God to help him, asking God to deliver them. And he said, Lord, I know that you are the only and true God. So hear our cry. Listen to us. We need you right now. How many times have you have cried and prayed us and sent prayer to the Lord? To let him know, Lord, that I need you right now. ASAP. As soon as possible. Immediately, I need you to work this out. And then God will step in. Sometimes we can bend over and try to do things to please someone else. But it's not God's way. You're not going to please them. They're going to continue to keep trying to do what they can against you. Hezekiah said, I've done all that I can. And this king's still going to come up against us. But what did Hezekiah do in the next verse? He sent some of his people to Isaiah, the prophet man. He was praying, and yet and still he sent for someone else that he knew that had a connection with God. Sometime when you think that your prayer isn't getting through, call on someone to pray along with you. He sent a word unto Isaiah, and Isaiah was praying to the Lord for Israel. And he said, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. God was telling him through the prophet, I have heard your prayer. The man is just being boastful. The enemy is just being boastful. He's just trying to fool you to let you know that the situation is not going to be worked out. But I tell you right now, whatever letter, whatever threat that you get from the enemy, if you take it before the Lord and lay it out before him, how many of you know that God will work it out? How many of you know that God will see you through? Therefore, the word came back unto Isaiah. And he told him, because thy rage against me and thy torment has come up unto my ears, therefore I will put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. This is the word from God unto Hezekiah, telling him, I will put my hook in his nose, bridle him, and make him turn around and go back the way that he came. How many times that you have just felt in your heart that this is not going to be worked out? Felt in your mind that, God, I just done all that I can do. But, Lord, I'm giving it unto you right now. And God will make that situation turn around. I'm reminded of something that happened in my life. Several years ago, we had a furnace put in our house. And over the years, the PVC pipe began to crack and rot and fall apart. And I didn't know what to do, so I went back to the company that put it in here in town. They said, well, we don't have nothing to do with that. You got to get in touch with the people that made the PVC pipe. So I went to a one down south month to get them to come and fix it. And it was just slowly cracking apart. And I knew and realized that it was allowing dangerous gases to come into my house. And during that time, I wasn't saved then, but I knew the Lord. And when I received a letter from the company saying that there has been a recall on this PVC pipe, I read it and I said, well, Lord, I thank you. But then when I got on the phone to call the people to verify, they said, well, by payment, you could either pay by credit card, MasterCard, Visa, or check. I said, sir, if it's a recall, you're supposed to take care of that. He said, no, said, we're going to allow the people to pay for it. And I had the letter in my hand. So I folded up the letter. I said, give me a week or two, I'll get back in touch with you. I took the letter into a Bible I had in the den. Folded up the letter. Stuck it in the Bible. I said, Lord, you take care of it. And walked away. Walked away. I went to work one day telling one of my friends about it. And he said, well, if it's a recall, they're supposed to take care of it. And so I went back up to the company and tell them. They said, well, there's nothing that we can do about it. So I prayed about it. He said, call the Better Business Bureau. Talk with them. So I called them in Winston-Salem and shared them the letter. They said, what's the name of the company? I told them. They said, oh, we have problems with them. And they said, they will take care of it. They said, what's the state is the company in? I told them, they took the address and everything. She said, within 3 to 4 working days, someone will be getting in touch with you. So I hung the phone up, went on my merry way, knowing that God is going to work it out. A week later, the company called back and said, Mr. Jeter, say, we will be taking care of that matter that's going on in your home. Say, go to the company that you want to have them fixed and let them know so we can send them the supplies. I said, well, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Went back to the company uptown. Told the lady, well, this company is going to be sending you supplies to come out and fix my furnace. She looked at me. She said, how did you get them to do that? She said, I have 2 or 3 other families coming here with the same problem. And I told her, I said, first of all, I prayed. I said, and secondly, I called a Better Business Bureau. And they took it over their hand. And so God worked it out. Within 2 weeks, they was there replacing everything that needed to go to my furnace. So what I'm saying to you, if you have a situation that you know you can't work out, whether it's a letter or anything, fold it up, stick it in the Bible. Say, I'm giving it unto you, Lord, and watch God work it out. See, a lot of time we don't want to give it unto the Lord. We want to hold on to it for ourselves. But I thank God for Hezekiah as he began to receive a threatening letter. He took it in there and laid it out before the Lord and said, Lord, I don't know what I can do. But Father God, I know that you can do all things. And so I'm giving it unto you right now. I thank God right now. Doesn't matter what your circumstances may be. Your light bill may be too high. But I tell you right now, if you fold it up, stick it in the Bible, and then when that time comes along, the money will be there. Do I have any believers today? Do I have anyone trusting in the Lord today? Don't let the enemy fret you too long, because all you have to do is pray a word unto the Lord and ask God to see you through. Always say a prayer. The main thing that Hezekiah didn't like, he said, God, he's coming up against you now. I don't care if he come up against me, because I can handle it. But when he's talking about you, Lord, I know you're going to work it out. Just like I say, people don't come up against you, they come up against the God that's in you. Because they don't want to serve the Lord. They want to continue to hold on to the enemy. Then the Lord sent a word and told Hezekiah, he said, I will make a blast come out before these men. King of Assyria got all his men, 185,000. Said, we're going to come up and siege this city because they don't want to surrender unto me. But God confirmed to Hezekiah, say, don't worry. I'm going to fight this battle for you. So many times God has told you and I that he will fight this battle for us. And we just give it to him. But a lot of time we don't give it to him. We always want to hold on to it, thinking that we can fight it ourselves. But I thank God for King Hezekiah that he told the Lord that these men is going to come and take over. But the Lord said, when they get closer and where they're going to be camping at, he said, I'm going to send an angel to be able to fight the battle for you. How many of you know you got angels fighting for you? Got angels standing by your side, ready to see you through. King Hezekiah reminded what the Lord said. And as the men began to camp out, waiting for the attack the next morning, the Lord sent an angel in the camp, and he was able to kill 185,000 men. Only left the one living, the king of Assyria, Sennacherib. He got up the next morning, seen all these dead corpses behind him, and didn't hear no one come in, shoot an arrow, swish a sword, or do anything that would kill anyone. But the Lord has fought his battle for him. Because King Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord. He didn't fold up and say, Lord, I'm just going to cry and just hold back. But he went before the Lord and prayed. And the Lord fought his battles. How many times that you have prayed unto the Lord first, whenever you have received something in your life that was not pleasing unto you, you just go unto the Lord and pray unto the Lord. And as soon as possible, God will come in and answer your prayer. God will make a way for you. God will keep you in his arms. And then the king of Assyria, he got up and fled back to his own country. He went back to where he once started from. And the Bible said he went into his temple and prayed unto his God, Nisroch. And he prayed unto him, but God said, well, it's not over with yet. He said he shall die upon his own people's hand. And then God touched two of his sons. They came in and killed their father because God said, you don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to say a mumbling word. But when something come up against you, God said, give it unto him. He'll fight the battle for you. All you have to do is be meek and humble and pray unto the Lord. And the Lord will fight your battle for you because you prayed and you gave it unto him. You trusting in him, the only true God. And I thank God right now that I was able to trust him at an early age because he fought so many battles for me. And I stand before you today to say ASAP, always say a prayer, and God will work it out for you, even though he already know about it. But you got to keep talking to him. He want to hear your voice. So when you say, oh, Lord, he will get his attention. He said, I got to go see about my son. Got to go see about my daughter. And he will fight the battle for you. Hezekiah didn't have to raise a sword. All he did went down on bending knees. You can kill a giant on bending knees. You can shut up someone's mouth on bending knees. You can heal your body on bending knees.
You can bring back a wayward child on bending knee. Yeah, yeah. Even in Sunday school, it talks about prayer. Yeah, prayer gave the church strength. Prayer held the people together. Always, always pray, because that's what you need to fight with. That's what you need to go to battle with is prayer, prayer. Always pray unto the Lord. Always get his attention, and he will, I mean, you know he will send angels to fight for you. There is an angel that's sent from heaven, and all he's supposed to do is go to war for you. So why should you go against your brother? Why should you go against your sister in the flesh? But if you pray, pray, give it to the Lord, he will answer you. How many of you ever written a letter to someone? Sometimes you write a letter of encouragement. Sometimes we write a letter to tell someone off. But you know, if you write a letter, give it unto the Lord. Whatever is going on in this person's life, if you write it down in a letter, stick it in the Bible. Leave it there. God will work it out. I'm reminded of a supervisor on the job. He was always giving people hard times. He was very sarcastic in the way that he did it. And then he started coming up against God's man. Me. I knew what to do. I wrote his name down on a piece of paper. And I said, Lord, make this man my footstool. I didn't have to say a word to him. I didn't even know how to spell his name right, but God knew who I was talking about. I wrote it down on a notepad. Went to my Bible. Put it in the 23rd Psalm. Left it there. Went on. Months and months later, the man started coming around talking to me and other people in a very nice way. Several years went by. 2 years ago, the man stood up at a dinner we had at work. He said, this is going to be my last week here. He said, I got to move on. He said, I don't know why. He said, but I enjoy working here. He said, but I got other things I need to do. And I thought about it. This guy looked at me. He said, it was that letter that we had wrote and put in the Bible. Put his name up. See, he couldn't come up against God. All he had to do was humble himself and go. And now, it's just so peaceful around there. So if it's anything or anyone that's going on in your life that you cannot handle, make a note of it. Stick it in the Bible. And God will answer as soon as possible. You will not have to lift a finger. You will not have to say a word to him. But God would allow his spirit and his angels to come in and fight that battle for you. Always say a prayer.